Hi Tangibles, my name is Omkar Bhosle and you're watching Unplugged Tech. Welcome to Informal Series where we talk with founders about their journey and advices to the young entrepreneurs. Today we have Vishal from J4Us and J4E. He has been developing this company for like 5 years and the model is depend on the community-based model. So if you are an entrepreneur who are working on model on community base, this will be helpful for you. And by the way, he is working for 5 years and he has left his high paying IT job to build this, and it's been a very painful journey for him. I know he told me about it, and but it is totally worth it. He told me that, so it will be interesting for you, and I think you will learn from something from it. So let's get started and hope it will be useful for you.
First of all, let me thank you Vishal Medhi sir for coming for interview. He's from J4Us, J4E. So let's get started with his intro. Sir, please tell me something about yourself.
My name is Vishal Medhi and I'm an IT engineer. I did my engineering from Nagpur University. After that, I did my PG from Bangalore. And after my PG, I start my professional career from startup. And I was the first employee of that organization. Then I moved to Pune. I joined Singtel and then I joined Persistent. I'm having around 8 years of experience in IT company. And then I started my own venture and with the name of Just4Us. And then I'm having one more company, that is J4E. So basically Just4Us is providing solution for consumer work, corporate employees. And J4E is providing solution for entrepreneurs.
So how much time it is from started right now?
Just4Us I started around 5 years back, and J4E I started around 18 months back.
Okay. What I'm saying is that you have really lot of experience in IT sector and you are actually getting lot of wealth also from IT sector. But why you started this company? There must be some kind of motive or idea behind it.
Yeah, basically there are two reasons to start this organization. I moved to Pune and I was bachelor, then I got married. Then I bought a flat in Magarpatta city. And then I realized that working in like a corporate company, you don't get much time on weekend. And just for small things like carpenter, plumber, electrician, when I bought a flat, I was just rooming behind them to get the service. So for just fitting up the fan, it took around a month time for me to get the fan fitting.
Wow.
So which was very frustrating. But that was like again part of life. And then once I went to movie 3 Idiots along with my family. And that was a kick for me, like love what you do. Being an IT employee, I was earning a very handsome salary. But one fine day, I feel that I was not happy internally. Because that money was not the motivation factor for me that much. After watching that movie, I realized that if I get retired at the age of 60 and having a cup of tea with my family, spouse, and feel that really I did what I want to do, probably answer will be no. And that was the time when I thought, now I have to start something own. Maybe whether it will grow or not. But I should not have pinched anything in my heart that I wish if I have could have done that part. So these are the two factors because of that I started my company.
So what are the problems that you're trying to solve using J4Us? But it's really interesting that watching the kafi mazedar actually carried it. लेकिन एक्चुअली कुछ ना कुछ तो हर एक स्टार्टअप के लिए कुछ ना कुछ तो प्रॉब्लम सॉल्व करना पड़ता है
राइट
फॉर यू व्हाट आर द प्रॉब्लम दैट यू आर ट्राइंग टू सॉल्व
सी आई वाज ट्राइंग टू रिजॉल्व द प्रॉब्लम फॉर कॉर्पोरेट एम्प्लॉइज एज आई टोल्ड यू दैट आई वाज इन आईटी कंपनी सो गेटिंग अ सर्विस फ्रॉम अ रिलायबल वेंडर इज वन ऑफ द टफेस्ट जॉब बिकॉज इट्स अ वेरी कॉमन सिनेरियो लाइक पीपल कमिट दैट आई विल कम एंड देन दे डोंट कम Sometimes they take the money also even though they don't come. Sometimes people take the money, they start the work, but they don't finish the work. So all these are the common challenges which we corporate employees were facing. So my purpose of forming Just For Us is that what about if there is a company who provides a reliable and trustworthy service provider contact details. If consumer have any problem and if a vendor is not resolving their issue, at least they need someone to them they can call and tell them that that vendor is not finishing our job. So in that case we come into the picture and ask vendor to get the things done.
Okay. मुझे actually ये बात काफी interesting लगी. लेकिन मुझे ये एक situation जानना है. कि आपके दिमाग में वो idea कब की थी कि मुझे यही करना है.
जो मैंने आपको fan fitting वाला example दिया, मैं उसमें आपको एक और scenario बताता हूँ. मैंने अप्रैल के मंथ में घर खरीदा था. तो तब मेरे यहाँ पे फैन नहीं था. मैंने कम से कम 8 से 10 इलेक्ट्रिशियन लोगों को बुलाया कि भाई आओ यार. लाइक हाँ सर हम लोग कल आ रहे हैं, सर परसों आ रहे हैं, सर शाम को आ रहे. करते करते लगभग 2 से 3 वीक हो गए. देन वन फाइंड आई अगेन कॉल्ड वन इलेक्ट्रिशियन. सो इज लाइक सर मैं शाम को आता हूँ. आई टोल्ड हिम दैट डू वन थिंग, कम इन हाफ एन आवर. सर मैं बिजी हूँ. आई टोल्ड हिम लाइक आई विल पे यू 500 रुपीज एक्स्ट्रा. सर मैं 3 बजे तक आता हूँ. देन आई टोल्ड हिम दैट आई विल पे यू 1000 रुपीज एक्स्ट्रा. सर 2 घंटे में आ रहा हूँ. मैं 2000 रुपये एक्स्ट्रा दे रहा हूँ. सर 15 मिनट को मैं तुरंत आ रहा हूँ. सो लाइक मनी स्पीक्स. हम लोगों के पास पैसा है लेकिन सुविधा नहीं हो रही है. तो फिर मैंने ये रियलाइज किया कि जब लोग सर्विस देने के लिए रेडी है, देर आर लॉट्स ऑफ पीपल बट एंड यूजर आर फेसिंग लॉट्स ऑफ चैलेंजेस. सो वाई एवरी टाइम वी हैव टू पे एक्स्ट्रा. सो दैट वॉज द रीजन आई हैव आइडेंटिफाइड दैट कि लेट अस स्टार्ट वन स्टॉप शॉप फॉर कॉर्पोरेट एम्प्लॉयज. लेट दे कॉल फॉर अ सर्विस एंड दे विल गेट अ वेंडर फ्रॉम अ रिलायबल कंपनी. सो दैट वॉज द पर्पज टू फॉर्म अ कंपनी. द रीजन टू स्टार्ट इज लाइक if I am facing the same issue, probably n number of people are facing the same issue every day. Yes. So we are unnecessarily wasting our time, money, efforts, energy, which we can use for our family or family friends.
Actually, so time ye jo hai na, ye kafi bada expect.
So that was the reason I have started Just For Us.
Yeah. So you have second company also, right?
J4E. Another
J For Us, there is J4E.
Yes.
So, tell me something about
J4E is a group of entrepreneurs having around more than 2500 entrepreneurs interconnected. The reason to form J4E is again related with Just For Us only. We have found that, and as well as when we have done a survey, and we saw the survey on Google also. So lots of survey results shows that around 80 plus companies are either not able to grow their company or either they shut down. So hardly 10 to 20% companies are able to expand their business properly. So everyone start their business with lots of enthusiasm, expectation, hope. But because of entrepreneurship challenges, they are not able to grow properly. So to provide a better platform for entrepreneurs so that it should help them to expand their business, I have formed other company, which is J4E, which stands for Just For Entrepreneurs.
Yes. What challenges are you trying to solve?
See, when I started Just For Us with lots of hope and expectation, I realized that I am not able to expand my business properly. And it was a multiple time situation that I was getting a family pressure. Boss, bahut ho gaya tumhara trial and error. Now you have only one choice, shut down the company and start working somewhere else. And these are the most common challenges each and every entrepreneurs are facing. So instead of getting a family support, moral support, we always get some demotivation that boss, please start your working somewhere else.
Yes.
Okay.
So my mom says every time, go and work for a company.
Yes. For them, like money is the only factor of living. So we are trying to resolve like why entrepreneurs get failed. So there are a few challenges which they have, like no one is there to guide them where you are wrong. So we are providing them a mentor who help them to resolve their challenges, who help them to give a proper direction, which gives them a speed to grow their organization. Okay. Second biggest challenge is that everyone feel that I wish if I could have a money then I can grow much better way. And then that is the reason they are looking for some kind of investor. But investors have their own set of criteria, and many companies are not getting funded. And they are not stopping, they are not growing their business just because of lack of fund. Okay. So we always encourage our entrepreneurs that stop running behind investor. The better solution is that you must get more number of customer. You must plan in such a way that your customer base should increase.
Yes.
That is the only way your company will grow much better way. So if you are an entrepreneur, you must be having some solution. So try to give a better solution to a number of user.
Okay, so what I'm understanding that you are trying to solve the problems for entrepreneurs. They must be focused, how to focus on like mentorship, whole mentorship package. What I'm really saying, I mean, I have came to even J4E, and I found it very interesting because the event was very closely related for the small scale industries to come together as a professionals. So if you want some business, you can come over there and talk with people who are into that industry, and that create good amount of networking and give a chance for entrepreneurs to interact with the small scale industries as well. That will create a good market for them.
Yes.
Right. So I think that's really interesting. So you're giving opportunity to them.
Yes.
You're by doing mentorship, you're trying to channel their focus and finding mentorship and funding as well. So how you're trying to help to gain some funding?
See, we have two ways. Like we have group of investor also. If required, we connect with them. There are people, those who help entrepreneurs to educate them how to get a loan from a bank also. But there are lots of criteria for getting a bank loan also, as well as for funding. In that case, if they are not eligible for that, at least we make them how to make their company more organized and more structured way, so that their customers database should increase. So that at least they should be self-sustainable model, instead of asking anyone else. Let they able to run their own business themselves instead of getting dependent on someone else. So I always tell my entrepreneurs, stop asking money from others. Help yourself. If you can't help yourself, others will never help you.
Definitely. I think no one in the world are here to solve your problems. You have to solve your own problems.
Yes. Being an entrepreneur, you are providing a solution. Okay. If you are not able to provide solution to yourself, how you will provide solution to others?
Yes. Tell me something about what all you are doing in J4S and J4E.
In J4E, as I told you that 80% companies are not able to expand their business. The reason is that they don't have any guidance who can help them. They don't attend any training program because your current knowledge help you to reach to one of the level. So if you have to go to the next level, you need more better knowledge also. So we provide a training solution also, skill development program, which we tell. So that skill development program contains basic fundamentals of entrepreneurship, which you should use in your business. These basic fundamentals will help you to increase your productivity, which helps you to manage your accounts properly. These basic fundamentals helps you how to manage your employees, and the biggest one of the problem is like they are not able to manage their employees, and their employees leave their organization. Okay, so when they don't have resource, they will not able to grow. So all these things we are providing them. So
that's one that you are trying to solve, skill development program.
Yes, by providing skill development program.
So what are next?
Then we organize networking event. One of the biggest reason we entrepreneurs don't get customer is that we always feel that we have a best solution, we'll get n number of customer, but when we go into the market, we don't get customers, and then we blame others. So I always tell people, like, if you are not getting a customer, it is not a customer problem. The problem is from our side. As an entrepreneur, we are not able to win their credibility, we are not able to win their trust, or we are not able to explain our products, what we are providing. So if you are not able to win credibility, you will never get your customer. So to resolve that problem, we organize J4E Entrepreneurs Meet. We are around 70-80 entrepreneurs are coming. they all are explaining their own business. Other get a chance to understand each other business. We have some team building activities for entrepreneurs over there, which at the end of the day helps them to explain their product in front of 80 people, as well as it helps them to win their own credibility, which end results into get more number of leads as well as customer. I would like to share two more testimonials for Jeffery Meet. One person, he was sharing last time that in 1 month he has received more than a 1 crore rupees business in just 1 year by attending Jeffery Entrepreneurs Meet. And I got one more testimonial. We organize Chai Pe Charcha every Friday 5 to 7 in different places. So last Chai Pe Charcha, one of the person has shared his testimonial that around 5 months back he has attended Jeffery Meet. He was in a situation that I'm not able to expand my business, I'm not able to grow my business, I'm having lots of challenges, I'm not able to resolve that challenges. So today is my last day and I have attended so many networking events. So being a last day, let me attend one more entrepreneurs meet. So he came to attend Jeffery Entrepreneurs Meet around 5 months back. And last week he was sharing that in last 5 months he didn't close down his company, as well as now he is able to expand his journey, entrepreneurship journey, much better way. And he have good clients. So he was like, I don't know what kind of energy or motivation or inspiration I got from that Jeffery Meet, but I till now I am highly motivated. And I have decided that never ever I will shut down my company. So this kind of testimonial we received, where people are getting motivation, inspiration, business, which is the most important thing which every entrepreneur needed.
Like getting a business is, it's really important. What I so he got some leads from your event.
Yes.
Which is like biggest thing for any
yes.
entrepreneur. So what actually goes in your event? Because I know that motivation and all that, it's really good. But for an entrepreneur who's maybe listening to this audio or video, seeing this video, I think if he wants to come every at your event, you must tell something about what goes in the event, because that will be interesting for him to.
Sure. I would like to invite all of you for Jeffery Entrepreneurs Meet, which is on 8th of April from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Let me give a brief overview about this event. So from 9:30 to 10 we have a breakfast and open networking. In this open networking and breakfast we get a chance to meet around 15 to 20 entrepreneurs over there. We exchange a visiting card. So at least around 15-20 people business we get to know, as well as we tell about our business to others. Then we have a roundtable activity, which is one of the best hit for entrepreneurs meet. In that roundtable activity, around 5 to 6 entrepreneurs, we all sit together. We all explaining our business to each other, and that 5 to 6 people are giving leads or connections or any kind of guidance they are looking for, we share over there. So 15 minutes each roundtable have. So such kind of that we have 3 roundtables. So in every 15 minutes you get a chance to meet 5 new people. So in this 45 minutes you get a chance to meet 15 new people, which gives them a very close bonding to understand each other business, as well as you explain their own business also. And on an average we saw that around each and every person get around 3 to 5 leads at least from that round table. Then we call two kind of speaker. One is a sponsor for the Jeffery Meet. He gets around 15 minute time for presentation. And then we call industry expert who helps entrepreneur to expand their business. So both the presenters have 15 minutes time slot. And then all the entrepreneurs have around 45 seconds to 1 minute time to present their company. So they have to come on the stage. Their company profile will be there on PPT. In front of their PPT, they have to stand and they have to give the presentation.
That's great.
So in just 4 hours, you are explaining about your company to 80 people or 70 people.
Wow.
Otherwise, if you spend your Friday or Saturday, you can't meet more than 3 to 4 people.
Yes, yes. In just 44 seconds, you are talking to everyone in the room.
Yes.
Yes,
so you explain around 70 to 80 people over there. And then after presentation, we have a lead sharing session. Because each and everyone has to understand that what kind of business others are doing. So other people said, oh, I'm looking for your kind of, I'm looking for your service. Again, this lead generation session helps every entrepreneur to get more number of lead over there. So it is almost about the end of the event. So now you have breakfast. Now you have a roundtable activity. Now you have introduction session. Now you had a lead generation part. Sorry, which is like 10 to 2. After this, we have a breakfast session. And the hall is booked till 2 to 6 also. So people, after that, we have a lunch session. So people are having a lunch together. And the kind of lead you have received, we tell them try to convert it then and there. So bring your company profile, bring your check. If you like the service, give them a check then and there. And people are getting a business same day. That is what we are doing in J4E. Otherwise, just to meet 10 or 15 new people, it takes around a month time.
I think the most important aspect is getting a personal lead.
Yes.
You know, getting a personal touch with the customer you're getting over there.
Yes.
That's great. So, next thing is how many type of people come over J4E? Because targeted population. Okay. Small business owners, maybe. Which type of population come over there?
See, there are around, I would say, average 70 people are there, between 70 to 80. We always tell there will be minimum 65 people. And the percentage of startup is around 5 to 10%. So 3 to 7 startup will be there. And those who are providing B2C services, their percentages also are also high. And it, from all the sectors, they are like, doctors are coming, real estate people are coming, car rental people are coming, tourism people are coming, business coach are coming, manufacturing people are coming. So it's not only for B2C, it is for B2B also. Because those who are attending, they all are entrepreneurs. And B2B expert also needs an entrepreneur for their target audience.
Yeah, because
so it's a combination of everything.
If a startup is working on a doctor startup, online doctor appointment startup, if they can come over here, and if there are doctors over there, so he will get a direct connection with him.
Yes.
And getting one connection in doctor's line, I mean, you will get a lot of people over there.
Yes. And the best part is that in J4E, people are there to give.
Yes.
We don't ask, we don't take, we give.
How J4E and J4E is going in business sense for you?
I would say that was a phase like... couple of years back, I was like in a situation, what I should do really? Should I start working somewhere else or should I continue my work? But with all the entrepreneurs' help, we are growing very well. We have lots of coordinators, those who are helping us to grow our business. We have an annual membership model. In J4E, there are two kind of entrepreneurs. One is like entrepreneurs, those who are helping themselves to grow their business. Other entrepreneurs are like, they are taking J4E annual membership, in which we are helping them to grow their business by providing them leads or by providing them more number of visibility to their target audience. So that entrepreneurs are every day recommending about J4E and we are getting a annual membership every day.
Yeah.
So I must say to thanks all the J4E entrepreneurs for helping us to grow, and because of their love, because of their support, we are really doing very good, at least in Pune market.
So
and I will add you one more thing. You can judge how Just For Us or J4E is doing. J4E is a role model for many organizations. By following J4E fundamentals, there are more than 20 companies, those who are running their concept. So now you can understand how J4E is doing.
That's great. I also heard that you have this lot of popular industry people came to your event. So tell me something about that. Who came to your event?
Yeah, there are lots of speaker in our J4E meet. There are three speakers. I would like to mention their name and I would like to give vote of thanks also. First is like Mr. Jagat Shah. He is from a PMO office and he works with PM. Narendra Modi sir, and he works on like a Make in India, Startup India. His vision is like to encourage entrepreneurs to grow their business. So we have invited him and he has shared lots of insight about Make in India and Startup India part. Then we had invited Mr. Vishwas Mahajan sir from TAI. He gave lots of idea about TAI, how it is helping them to grow their business. And then we have invited a speaker from Upgrade also. Upgrade is a very good platform for entrepreneurs, those who are providing a training session, skill development session for entrepreneurs to expand their business.
So what I'm saying about the business model you have, it's a community driven kind of company, right? So if any entrepreneur who is seeing this video, he want to get inspired from you, because I know the community driven model is really hard to achieve, right? And it takes a lot of time. So for you, how much time it took to reach at a certain point that you say that, yeah, now company is profitable or something?
See, in that case, I am running from 5 years, more than 5 years, my company.
Wow.
and even like we are in very good position, but every time from one level to other level, when you have to go, you get new challenges over there. So we are working on that part to go to the next level.
How much time you took?
That's what it took around 5 years, and my vision is like I want presence pan India. So I believe that it will take around 15 to 20 more years for me.
Wow.
To have pan India presence. But I promise all of you, within 15 to 20 years, we will be in all parts of India.
You're looking at the broader vision. That's great. Even if you're thinking about 20 years down the line, 5 is very less, but it's a stepstone to become number there. So yeah, I think who are saying this, they have to understand, because if you're a community driven model, you have to understand the customers and all that, which really took a lot of time.
And I would like to tell one more thing, not only to the community based model, this is for all the entrepreneurs, which will help them to grow their business. Being an entrepreneur, we always look for a revenue model. So what kind of service we can provide so that we can get good number of business. And unfortunately, they don't have many times the purpose of the company,
yes.
The purpose of the product. And when the purpose is not clear, they are not able to sell their product. And when they are not able to sell their product, they are not able to grow. So I always tell people, instead of a money-driven model, it should be a return to the society. It should be a convenience to your target audience. If they are getting a better service, if they are getting a better quality, obviously they will pay you.
Yeah.
And everyone will pay you if you are giving them a better solution. So always concentrate on improving your customer. Always concentrate on your giving a better service to their customers instead of just selling a product. So in all the JFRE meet or to all the entrepreneurs, we tell one sentence. Even I would like to tell you, this can change your life if you can follow it. Stop selling your product.
Yeah.
Work in such a way that people should buy your product.
Yeah.
If you understand these fundamentals, trust me, no one will stop. No one can stop you to grow your business.
That's awesome. I think that will be a punchline. That will be a punchline for a title. The title I will be writing for your introduction video, that will be one.
Okay.
Don't sell the product.
Don't sell your product.
Yes.
Instead of that, work in such a way people should buy from you.
Yes, that's great. And what, 5 years is not less. So, till 5 years, how you keep yourself, you have to do this. What, there must be some kind of story behind it.
There was only one thing I believe that I can do it. When others are doing, why can't I? So every one fine day I face new kind of challenges. Every one fine day everyone are coming and saying that entrepreneurship is not an easy challenge. Better you stop your company and start your own business.
One thing that you told me that during these years, what you're trying to do, you get some real good examples that entrepreneur getting benefit from this, and that keeps you going from the keep going for the company.
Yeah, see, like as I told you that when you're not running behind the money, when you're running behind your customer satisfaction, it always motivates you. So people are coming and sharing every alternate day or every week what of thanks they have received, like 5,000 rupees business or 50,000 rupees business or 10 lakh rupees business, which really motivate me a lot. Because when I start J4E, that was the time probably I am not able to grow my business, and I got an ultimatum from my family also, like in next 2 months you have to shut down your all your work and start searching job. So God grace, J4E started, and when we started J4E, every alternate day I was getting vote of thanks. So that was one of the biggest motivation for me, like even though if I'm suffering so much to grow my business, let others grow their business, and with their like support, now we are at least one of the best platform for entrepreneurs. So thanks to all the entrepreneurs. I would like to thanks my J4E mentor, my J4E coordinator, those who are helping J4E to grow their business selflessly. So
it's
thanks to all of you. Yes, it is actually a family. So we are people are helping others selflessly. We don't have any selfish reason to help others. Lovely family.
So we need three advices from you. Any entrepreneurs who is watching this video or audio, what are three basic advice that you want to give?
First advice, jitne bhi challenge aaye, uske samne ek hi cheez bolna hai, I can do it.
Yeah.
Try to resolve your problems.
I can do it.
If you are not able to do it, call us. Call me directly. My mobile number is 98503-25204. If you are not able to resolve your challenges, you tell us, we will provide you a right mentor who can help you to resolve your challenges. Third, I would tell you, stop selling a product. Work on your skill set so that people should buy your product. The moment you work on all these three parts, it will help you to grow your business. Thanks to all of you.
So I really like to thank you, Vishal sir, for coming and meeting us. And his number will be on below the video, you can see over here. And thank you for coming, sir.
Thank you so much. Pleasure meeting you. See you all.